what's up, Music? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the nice weather here on this hump day, man. And everybody's looking forward to seeing you this weekend here in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. I can't wait to come out there.
It's been a while since you've been in town, huh?
Yeah. I actually can't remember when it was, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to coming back, yeah.
That's why they decided to see you, man. They need to see Music Soul Child in person. Of course, it's going to be here at Folly Theater for the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center. And, of course, they're celebrating a lot of great years. So, Music, how you been? How's 2025 for you so far?
Hey, man, so far so good. I'm working on a new album. Hopefully, on a new album. I got it already done, recorded, mixed, mastered, and ready to roll out. So hopefully I can have it out in the next couple of months. Outside of that, just gearing up for this show.
Tell me about the vibes for the new album. What should we be expecting with the new album that's coming out?
Well, it's actually the sequel to an album I released a couple of years ago called Victims and Villains. So this one is called Victims and Villains 2. And basically, the vibes is hip-hop soul. You know, I know a lot of people like to refer to me as R&B. And, you know, and I receive it because I do have, you know, some valid, you know, R&B classics, if you will.
Yes.
But I've always been hip-hop soul, so that's why I work with Hit-Boy, who's the producer of the album, of both albums, and he's a hip-hop producer.
Yes.
Because, you know, I just kind of got a little frustrated with people not understanding that, you know, that's really what the vibes are, and the frustration comes from, you know, the comparisons that a lot of people like to draw when it comes to my music. And it's like, it's kind of not the same, even though I may be close enough where, you know, it fits for y'all. But the vibe has always been hip hop soul. So I kind of leaned a little bit more into the hip hop soul vibe. I got a lot of rap features on it, but the vibes is really cool. And I think the subjects are really relevant. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
I'm looking forward to part two because the first part was great. If y'all do not know about the first part, go listen. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Hit-Boy. Yes, I'm a big fan of Hit-Boy. So when I saw you link up with him, I was like, I got to listen to this project. And I was jamming it. So I got to ask you, did you seek Hit-Boy out for that project? Or is this something that y'all just been talking about and made it happen?
Well, Victims and Villains, the first one, you know, I kind of looked him up or reached out to him. And, you know, the connection was immediate, you know, and I got working like first day I met him, you know, and all the songs that I got put on Victims and Villains is the songs that I was working on. And the thing is, I wasn't even working on an album at the time. I was just trying to like give myself a way to kind of be more creative because I wasn't in a creatively productive space at that time. Mm. So my managers was like, you know, they saw how I was responding to the work he did with Nas on the King's Disease and the Magic projects. And the fact that, you know, it kind of got me out of a dark space. And it's like, yo, you know, what if we work with bro and try to get you? Like, I mean, if you could figure that out, you know what I'm saying? So we reached out and I was able to fly on and meet him. And we talked for a little bit. He threw me some beats, you know what I'm saying? I started working on some songs. And then my manager was like, you know, we could turn this into an album, right? And I was like, I'm not really in the album mode right now. You know, I was just in a weird space because, you know, a lot was happening for me at that time. For a lot of reasons. But, you know, we creative people, we kind of go through our little eras, man, of different modes and stuff. So the people that put the project out was really, really interested. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll go ahead. I'll go along with it. Album is pretty much done. I got enough songs to throw like three or four more in there. I got an album. Then when people reacted and responded to it so positively, I was like, okay, I see y'all still out there. Okay, that's the stuff. I appreciate that. So that's why I went ahead and spun on it, and now I got the sequel coming out. I released the first single last year. It's called October 31st, and I released it on October 31st just to kind of like, you know, throw the vibes out there. It's featuring Dave East.
Okay.
And next October will literally be a year since I released that song, so hopefully I can have it out by October.
Yes.
Because it was really interesting to try to work on this project. So many levels of so many things I can't even get into right now that disrupted the timeline, but I was still able to stay consistent and keep up with it. And everybody that worked on it, even the features, by giving me, you know, submitting their features in time and stuff. So it was a whole lot of shenanigans. I might do a live and talk about it, but it was a lot that went into that for me to just get done what I got done. But I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
And I can't wait to hear you in town this Saturday. Make sure you go to kprs.com to find out how you can get your tickets to see Music Soul Child in concert at the Folly Theater in partnership with the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center. It's going to be a great time and a great show again at kprs.com. Music, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, man. It's a busy Wednesday.
Thank you, man.
And can't wait to see you this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait to see you too. My bad. Thank you. I'm on TikTok. Man, I'm talking to you. It's crazy.